Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Once again, it's a beautiful July morning.
It is, and it's not even like crazy humid outside. Like, you know, and it's like, wow, it's actually nice.
Well, yeah, it is a little bit. I had to go dog running this morning, so I'm a little bit humid. So
it's, okay, well, that explains the smell.
Yeah. Well, I do have to take my monthly shower this afternoon.
I swam in the pool.
Could have
today,
been yesterday.
So, well, that was my shower. I swam.
Well, we are here talking about your home loan. If you're out there, you're driving around, you're sitting around, you're thinking about buying a home this summer. If you're thinking about getting yourself a refinance, by now a lot of
hard.
You. By now, a lot of you have heard that the rates have fallen, and if you're trying to get that cash out refinance, you've also heard that rates are low. And you may have heard that TexasLending.com has some of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas. Make sure you call us today. Text us. Let us know if we can help you with your loan. Let us know you're thinking, you know, I'm self-employed, don't know how to document my income. Maybe I just started my job. Maybe I just got out of school. I want to buy a house someday. What's it going to cost? What's the credit score needed? That's what we're here for. You don't have to call a loan officer. You can call us right here on the show. You can text us at 877-881-1053. You can also go to TexasLending.com and get your information in there. A loan officer will call you back this morning. You are with Kevin Miller this morning. That's me, the CEO and owner of TexasLending.com.
And the crowd goes wild.
Trust Collins, who's been carrying the load here for years, keeping us together, making sure we're not going off track. And then Bubba Alexander.
Hey.
Gary.
He's in the house. Yeah.
He's doing translations for us.
Yeah.
And keeping us in line with sports as well. What's your latest happy sports moment, Gary? Since we're on the fan, we also talk about sports sometimes.
My happy sports moment is
not hitting the ball out of bounds in the golf course yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
That was good.
No, Nate, your son has been my happiest. His golfing this summer's been awesome.
Well, we did just get back. We've been traveling a little bit. We have the junior golf circuit. We are deep in the middle of it. They've gamed it pretty well. They keep the parents going. You got to keep your points and your stars, and you got to keep up. So we've been doing a lot of that. Big Nate's won the Texas State Championship for the third year in a row.
Woo-hoo, Nate!
Last week and a half ago, down at the old University of Texas golf course, the William Morris or Morris Williams Golf Course.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Pinehurst last week for Pinehurst No. 8, where we had a huge regional tournament against some of the best in the country and around the world. And Nate ended up winning that. He won the Oklahoma State Championship for the third year in a row this year.
Wow, he's on a roll.
His average score for the last 13 rounds of golf is 69.9, which is good for a little 12-year-old kid. So,
yeah.
So he's not listening this morning. He's still sleeping. Too much Minecraft. Too much
Fortnite.
All those things that you got to do. The important stuff. The golf is just secondary when you're 12.
Minecraft is still popular.
You know what? They used to play it for years, and then they've just kind of gone on retro and got in there, and they're doing kinds of crazy things in there. So I don't know.
Because when my kids were younger, I mean, they were really into it. But that's been several years, so I was like, wow.
The pixels hurt my eyes.
It was Pong for me. That was the thing that really was above
huge.
My level. You
it
know?
Was huge.
But Pong, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember Pong.
Well, we have text lines ready to answer your questions about mortgages this morning.
Yes.
we are, and by the way, regarding that, we're going to the IMG Junior Worlds regarding the golf thing.
Oh, that's next week.
Out in Torrey Pines. Yes, we leave tomorrow for that. We'll see how he fares. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
On the West Coast.
It's on the West Coast.
We'll see how he fares on the West Coast. He's been on the East Coast, and he's been in the middle. So,
yes.
Let's go see how the West Coast.
He's
been to Scotland.
You're in California.
He
there might be an earthquake.
Yes, you know, they had that earthquake up there about 3.5 hours north of there.
Yeah.
If you're driving at the right speed. Anyway, but we want to make sure that you are aware that mortgage rates have fallen, that TexasLending.com has some of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas.
Have they fallen and can't get up?
You know what? They fell this week.
Again?
But they came back up after the Jobs Report yesterday. They were actually the lowest they've been in probably about 6 years. Mm-hmm. They were that low earlier in the week. They came back up yesterday. So some of you, we're about an eighth higher than we were the day before, but we're still lower than we were last weekend. So so they're still super low. Right now, they're the second lowest they've been in the last 6 years. So you can't get much better than that. If you are okay closing at 5.5 in your mortgage, if you're okay closing at 4.875, maybe it'll be okay getting a 15-year refinance at 2.875 with an APR below 3.25. You can get it refinanced now. We have some of the lowest rates. We even have builders mortgage companies that we're beating on the home builders on your home purchase loans. We're seeing all these opportunities for you at TexasSunny.com. Our staff is ready to help. At 877-881-1053, that's how you text us. Mm-hmm. Tress, you're taking questions for us today.
Yes.
And make sure you get your question into Tress. She'll ask the question. We'll answer the question. And yes. Gary, you've been in this business, what, about 17 years now?
Yep, about 17 years, yeah.
And so I'm 20 plus. So we have 37 plus years of experience from different sides of the mortgage coin. One is from building a company. One is from writing loans. And so we know the answers you need here. Make sure you text us.
A lot of the questions are basically, hey, you take the phone call. Hey, it's Gary, Texas Lending. Oh, I bought my house a year ago at 5.25. What kind of interest rate can I get?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a good loan at 5.25.
Yeah, so a year ago.
They're hearing, oh, I can get in the threes now? Oh, yeah. Wow. Hey, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. That's what's going on.
And, especially if you've only been in it a year, for sure, you know.
Well, some of you have a bunch of credit cards at 25%. Your short-term rates keep going up.
Yeah.
And so if you're borrowing money on a credit card, the one-day loans, the one-month loans, the ones that can adjust every month, the Federal Reserve hasn't lowered rates. As a matter of fact, the Federal Reserve rate, the overnight rate, a lot of you have heard of that. The overnight rate is actually higher than the 10-year rate.
Mm.
So what do I mean? So if you want to go lend your money to the federal government will pay you 2.5 if you borrow it for a day. But if you want to borrow borrow your money for 10 years, they're only going to pay you 2%. And so you can get better money on short term from the federal government than you can do on 10 years. That's why the long term mortgage rates have gone down. The long term rates have gone down. With the Federal Reserve raising rates short term, it's keeping the prospects of long term inflation low. That way, long term rates can be low. And so we've talked to you on the show for years. I've said, you know what? Rates aren't going anywhere. They did last year. They went up.
It was
a disaster in the mortgage business. But now you have these great opportunities to refinance these 25% credit card rates and get a rate 80% lower than what you're paying right now on that. Drop your rates you're paying on your consumer debt by up to 80%. Pay off the debt faster. Stop paying interest. Do that with a home equity cashback refinance with TexasLending.com. That's what we're here for. Call us at our office, 972-387-4600. Text us, 877-881-1053. Mm-hmm. Tress, what is your number one question you want to know right now? You're not in the mortgage business. You come here every weekend. You usually bring your eggs from 7-Eleven. Don't see them.
Yeah, I skipped the eggs this morning.
I don't see your monster either.
Why did you skip the eggs? Are you skipping eggs? Is there a boycott or something?
No. Just, you know, change. Change is good. Just trying
to
switch
waffles,
it up a little bit.
Maybe some pancakes?
No, I'm just waiting till afterwards. That's all.
She caught her boy 11 years ago, didn't you?
Do what? Oh, fish. Gary.
Inside jokes don't work.
Boycott.
So anyway, what's your mortgage question for us today? What do you want to know?
What do I want to know? Here's a question. Is it still a seller's market?
And what is a seller's market, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a seller's market is when there are not enough homes to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
That means the seller can ask for whatever they want, right? Because there's 10, 15 people that want to buy that house.
Mm-hmm.
So the seller, they are the one with the upper hand.
Right.
And so last year when the rates went up, there were less people buying, right?
Yes.
And now the rates have come back down. The home buying market is just heating up again, Dallas-Fort Worth. When I say just heating up, it's hot right now. Mm-hmm. It's one of the hottest in the country. But as everyone realizes these rates are down and the job market's still strong here, Yeah, the housing market in Dallas-Fort Worth is good. I think it's good for buyers and sellers right now because the rates are down for the buyers, and it's not as high as it was maybe a year and a half ago. That's good for the buyers and the sellers because there's still multiple people putting bids on houses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's not 20. There's 15, right?
Right.
There may be
right.
10. But so it's still hot for sellers, but it's also not as hot as it was a couple years ago where they don't have to go up against 20 bids. They can go up against 10 bids.
Because that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a hot market.
Okay.
So you know, they're still flying off the presses, these houses are. So home values are rising. That means you have equity. That means you can pay off your debts. That means rates are down nearly 2% from last year when you were buying a home in the summer. 2% on a $240,000 house is $400 a month in difference in payment on a mortgage.
Okay, so I have another question.
Yeah.
All right, so I know that you can buy like a condo, which is kind of like an apartment, but there are some places that actually sell apartments. Do you do mortgages on apartments?
Well, those are commercial loans.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, because if you're gonna buy an apartment, like an apartment complex. Is that what you're talking about?
No, like an apartment, because there are some apartments. I don't think it's so popular in Dallas as it is like in Chicago or New York, where you can actually, it's like buying a condo, but it's an apartment.
Yeah. Not so much of that going on in Texas right now.
Really? Okay.
One thing with condos are a little bit more difficult to get a loan.
Really?
Than getting a townhouse. A townhouse is kind of treated like a regular old house, single family residence.
What's the difference between a condo and a townhouse?
Well, a condo has an association. And those condo associations have different – they have condo requirements. The condo association says, here's the things you can and can't do. Here's the common areas. Here's these different things that go on. One of the biggest issues with condos is a lot of them get rented out.
Yeah.
People buy a condo, and then they rent it. Then they buy another condo, then they rent it. Mm. And all of a sudden, 80% of the condos in the condo complex are rentals. Mm. People don't take care of rentals as well as they take care of their own.
Yep.
And so what happens is,
and there's guidelines about how many investor condos there can be.
So certain like FHA and other loan programs say only a certain portion of the condos in the condo complex can be rentals. And if it's above that, we don't do any loans in that condo complex.
Oh wow.
In addition, some of these condos start selling the condos before the common areas are built. And so they will make sure that the common, if it's a new condo complex, hey, but they haven't finished the pool area.
Right.
So you can't get a loan from a lot of the places because if that common area is unfinished, what we saw in 2006, 2007, 2008.
Oh, yeah.
When mortgage companies start going down, builders start going down. And the condos never got completed. So they built a couple of condos, and then all of a sudden the whole common area didn't get completed. The builder went out of business.
Mm.
And now you have a half-completed pool. And it looks like it's an industrial area.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the consumer goes, forecloses, and then the lender has to go sell that thing, and there's an incomplete building. So there's a lot of different rules about how much ownership there can be. There's also these questionnaires have to be filled out from the condo association so that the lender can know where the rules are, where the lines are, and where they're going to get stung as a lender. So condos are more difficult than having –
townhomes are better.
but then you got homeowner associations on homes as well. That's a whole different story.
Well, we have texts coming in, but I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have to take a break.
We do have texts. And make sure you get your text in now. You have 44 minutes to get your text in. We're going to answer it here on the air. You don't have to talk to a loan officer. You can sit in your jammies and have your
coffee.
Your iced tea this morning.
Iced tea,
it's a little bit warm. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We're going to come back and start answering these questions on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Live.
Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, ready to answer your questions for you about mortgages. I know it's the summer. I know it's been a busy holiday week. I've heard more banging and exploding in the backyard. You know, people keep lighting off fireworks. I don't know if it's an all-weekend thing coming up, but they were doing it again last night.
Did it scare your dog?
My dog doesn't know what it is. My dog is very an interesting dog. Some dogs get into all kinds of trouble. Anything that looks different, sounds different, smells different, he's afraid of it.
Oh.
And then until he figures it out, because he's just a puppy, right? So, so he doesn't kind of know what it is. He kind of sits by us and...
Aww.
If we're not freaking out, he doesn't freak out much.
Smart dog.
So anyway, we have all text lines open, and make sure they don't get filled up. 877-881-1053. Text us so Tress can answer your questions. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We've been doing TexasStunning.com marketing here in Dallas-Fort Worth for 20 years. Mm. We've been since 1998, TexasStunning.com has been around, incorporated since 2001. We're here to make sure that you get your loan done quickly. We're here to make sure you're doing it with a company that you can trust. We've won the Consumer's Choice Award for the last 12 years in Dallas-Fort Worth. So make sure you do call TexasStunning.com or your family member. We're here to help. We've been through a lot of thick and a lot of thin, mm-hmm. and so we want to make sure that you are here for the middle. Call us. It's the middle right now. Okay. Or it's not thick and it's not thin. Right now it's right in the middle. So call
it's
us
right
for
in
your
the groove.
Home. Yes.
Yeah.
In the groove.
We're grooving.
All right.
On a Sunday morning. On a Saturday morning.
Y'all ready for the first question? Here we go. What legitimate credit repair services do you all suggest? I have a 500 score needing to get to a 624 VA loan.
Well, you don't need to have a 620 for a VA loan. You can get to it. You can get to a 600 credit score. TexasStunning.com.
He's got a 500 right now.
Yeah, they got a 500. We currently require a 620 at TexasStunning.com. I'm going to tell you, you can get a credit score of 600 for VA. Your rates can be higher than if you had 620. So 620 is a good benchmark because the higher your credit score gets on VA, the better your rate's going to be. Once you're above about 680, you're going to have a good VA rate. The VA rate for 620 is probably going to be nearly a 0.5% higher than it would be if you had a 680. You can get a loan. One of my friends just got a VA loan, and he's up in the mid-fives. And we're like, okay, right after that period of waiting, you're going to be able to get that thing in the threes. Okay, so we're going to drop that rate for him. So you can, in this situation, get to a 620. How do you get to a 620, right? Mm-hmm. How do they get good credit?
Yep.
So what is good credit, Bubba?
Well, good credit comes from having revolving credit. When I see people that don't have good credit, they don't have revolving credit that they've paid on time.
Yeah.
So
you need to get available credit.
Available credit.
So available credit is the key word.
Yes, that's
some
it.
Some people have a credit limit of $30,000 on their credit cards, and they've spent all $30,000. You have no available credit. You have maxed out your credit. Right. Therefore, if you needed to borrow money, you don't have it, and you might go negligent on your credit. You might go behind on it, and all of a sudden your credit scores are dropping. Okay, so maxing out credit can drop your credit scores. You didn't know that. You can be paying them all on time. Now, there's another person. They have $30,000 of credit available, but they're paying it off every month, and so their balances are zero. That person has an 840 credit score.
Yeah,
they're paying it off every month. They have available credit. If there's a crunch that comes, they can go borrow some money. Their chances of going behind on credit are slim to none. Mm-hmm. So it's about having available credit with low balances. And that's the thing. And so people that have paid late, they're going to have a lower credit score. People always get all up in arms about, oh, I have an inquiry on my credit. If there are a million things that cause your credit to go down, and they say inquiries are one of them, inquiries have about half a percent of the impact on your credit score. Now, if you max out your credit scores, that can make your scores drop 80 points.
Yeah.
And so, you guys have an inquiry in my credit. That is so unimportant,
you know,
about whether your credit is good or not, whether you have good credit. Yeah. That only matters if you're shopping for a car, a boat, a plane, a motorcycle. Bubba's shopping for negligee at Victoria's Secret. If you're doing all these in the same weekend, you're doing all these inquiries trying to – that's a flag that either someone has stolen someone's credit or Social Security number or all their credit cards. If you're shopping for a mortgage, don't worry about an inquiry on your credit. It has such a low impact.
Because when you see everybody's credit report says you have too many inquiries. If you're 800, it says on the little byline, your score has been affected by too many.
And we know
inquiries.
That people don't know about credit when they call and say, "Hey, man, how do I get these inquiries?" So listen, that is not your issue. Build some available credit, pay the balances down, keep judgments, tax liens off your credit report.
The thing to do is call and get a profile done here with a loan officer. So we can see exactly what's going on. I mean, we can look at these things. I mean, we've been doing them for years, and we can look to see where the issues are with your credit.
For a mortgage.
Services, you have to be careful if you get a service because they like to go in and just dispute everything.
Okay.
They say, oh, well, if we dispute this, it'll fall off in 30
days. The question was, who is a credible credit repair company? Before you go to credit repair, if you're trying to get a mortgage, we have – it's not credit repair. the bureaus have services called Credit Expert, Credit Analyzer. And those come from the bureaus themselves. And what they do is they will analyze, when we pull your credit, the Credit Analyzer and Credit Expert, they will analyze your credit and they'll say, if you do this, this, and this, your scores will come up 50 points. That's not credit repair. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars in credit repair for that. It's free service. TextSunny.com. We're showing you what you need to do to get better mortgage credit. Here's another thing. If you're sitting at home, anyone driving around, well, don't do this if you're driving. You have to remember. Make sure you drink some ginseng this morning and get some of those brain cells that you ruined last night. And you have to go to annual, A-N-N-U-A-L, annualcreditreport.com. You get a free credit report there. You're not going to get credit scores. It's going to give you your report. It's going to show you what's reporting on your credit score, on your credit. Don't worry about the inquiries so much. Worry about if there's anything that's incorrectly reported, if there's something that's disputed that you didn't dispute, you can go on and dispute something. Mm-hmm. It's a free report. You get it once per year, government mandated, annualcreditreport.com. Those are some things that you can do. And you can go start there and then call us if you're looking for a mortgage. Now, credible credit repair companies, I think you can do a lot of this yourself. We just told you what to do. Mm-hmm. If you don't have any credit built up, here's one thing, by the way. If you have things on your credit that are yours and you try to say they're not yours, then that's not true, okay? So you can dispute things that aren't yours. But more importantly, if you have $300, go to a bank. Tell the bank I'm going to put it into a CD. Mm-hmm. Put the money into a CD and you want to get a secured credit card, and it's secured against that CD. Now you have a credit line, a $300 credit line, and you pay it off every month. And you keep building that balance. You can try to keep building your credit. If you have a $2,000 credit card, call them up today. Say, can I increase that to $3,000? Now you have available credit. Mm-hmm. Try to get your credit lines increased. Don't try to use them. Try to increase them and use as little amount as possible. That's not credit repair. That's just credit knowledge we've shared with you. You can do that today for free. Do those things. Mm-hmm. Take care of it. And I'm not going to recommend any credit repair companies on the air.
Yeah, the one thing I will say is, I'm just going to be blunt. If you have a 500 credit score, you should know why you have a 500 credit score, and you need to stop doing whatever you did that got you into that 500 credit score. Mm-hmm. Because that's, and basically it's probably not having enough credit or having charge-offs, collections, things like that.
We have credit. We have text lines open. 877.
We have credit lines open.
We have credit lines. You can call us for a home equity loan, cashback refinance. We can get you a cashback refinance on your mortgage if you have a home. You have equity. If you have credit cards. If you have debt, you can probably save thousands a month. If you have over $20,000 of consumer debt, you may be able to save $800 to $1,000 a month. You can probably save $300 to $400 for every $10,000 of consumer debt, dropping those interest rates and such.
Well, we actually have a lot of texts coming in, but we have one more that's related to credit while we're on the topic.
Okay.
And I think you can answer it rather quickly. It says, I know you're not credit counselors, but I have some credit card debt, paying it down now, but was wondering, as a lender, does it reflect better on me to pay them all down together at once or zero out each card one at a time?
Do it all at once.
Do it all at once.
There you go.
Do it all at once. And we're not credit counselors. We're credit psychologists.
We're
counselors. We didn't go to credit psychology school for 12 years to be called a counselor. Okay.
Bless your heart.
All right.
There we go. Well, that had an easy answer.
We have to take a break.
We do.
But the texts are coming in.
All right.
And so Tress is going to try to cipher through those. And when we get back from the break, we'll start reading them. Go call our office, 972-387-4600. If you want to talk to Bubba, Bubba's been in Texas for at least 10 years. How old are you now, Bubba? 23?
63.
Oh, 63.
1956. I was born in St. Paul's Hospital.
So Bubba's got some Texas.
In Dallas, Texas.
If you want to talk to someone that's got some Bubba, some Texas history, some Texas Bubba history, call Bubba. He's been here at TexasSunny.com. He's got 15 years of experience here at TexasSunny.com. Call us. 972-387-4600. Coming back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We've been driving around the country, Bubba. We've been driving around Texas, going to golf tournaments. We pull out the old Spotify. I play Nate all these old songs. I play Nate all kinds of songs. And he says, what's the name of that song? And he puts them on his own song list. So he's listening to all these 70s, 80s.
Awesome.
He doesn't like
the 90s.
He's like, Dad, don't turn on the 90s. I hate the 90s. The 90s is terrible. He goes, I like the 70s and 80s. Let's play that stuff.
Yeah, I think the 90s was kind of an eclectic decade in music.
Yeah. I had to listen to some of it because of my kids, but yeah. You know, it had its good and its bad.
Well, thanks for tuning in to the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show. We have some more time here to answer more of your questions. Tress Collins, Bubba Alexander, Kevin Miller here. We're here sharing with you all the things you want to know about your home loan.
Maybe some things you didn't want to know.
And some things you don't want to know. And then, you know, if you just want to feel better about yourself, just listen to us sometimes and our nonsense. Let your self-esteem up. So, God. Those guys make me feel better about me. Okay.
Yeah,
because,
they suck.
They let stupid people like that on the radio. Just like what I can do.
Right?
So, Tress, the self-deprecation hour here on the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show. Tress, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Hey, I'm an Uber driver and a handyman for work. And my wife works at Baylor Scott & White, and my son works for a surveying company.
Talk about eclectic.
Yes.
An Uber driver. What else was
and
it?
And a handyman.
And a handyman.
Right.
And a Baylor Scott & White.
His wife works at Baylor Scott & White, and his son works for a surveying company. Can all three of us put our money together? And my son will be the owner, and we are co-signers. Altogether, we gross about $115 a year.
You know, it depends on how much the son makes. Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry, it's not that, doesn't that, how old is the son? That's one of the things, right?
Okay.
And so it sounds like it's old enough to buy a home. Parents at any age, you can be 95 and you can co-sign for your children who are 67, you know, on buying a house. And so you parents, especially on FHA loans, are allowed to co-sign. It's easy on an FHA loan, okay? Now, if they're going to co-sign on there, there might be non-occupant co-borrowers.
Okay.
Non-occupant co-borrowers. That's one of the things.
Yeah, I do.
And they can use their income and their credit, and they can help their family member buy a home. They can also gift them down payment money. That, you know, if they don't want to be on the mortgage, they can gift their son down payment money.
Can they use their combined income?
Now, well, yeah. The thing is the credit. If you're going to use we're going to look at their credit. They can use the combined income, yes. But we're going to have to look at their credit as well on the FHA deal, especially. They're going to be looking at their credit.
Yeah, but it sounds like that they're all three going to live there together, to me, is what it sounds
possibly
like. They maybe clarify that, but like I said, they are going to count the debts of all three people.
Yeah.
They might count the income, but they're going to count the Uber, they're going to count the mom, they're going to count the surveyor. All debts are going to go against the debt ratio. But yes, it is definitely possible to do.
Yeah. Call us at TexasHunting.com, 972-387-4600. Tress has questions she's answering at 877-881-1053. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com today and early. Do it now. Our loan officers will call you back.
All right, next up. My wife has been working the past 2 years as a nurse at the same job. I have spent the past 2 years working as a dog groomer. Unfortunately, each year I was at a different salon. Our combined gross income is $100,000 and our lowest credit score is 680. My question is, with 3.5% down on an FHA loan, would not having the same employer during a 2-year span be a huge hurdle? If so, are there any creative ways to get approval with this problem?
Well, a couple things. One, one of the most underappreciated jobs in the whole wide world are dog groomers. Mm-hmm. I just got to say that.
Yeah.
You know, that is just amazing.
I have friends who are dog groomers.
Those people are saints. The good dog groomers are saints. And so good job there. And the second is, if you have a similar job and you're moving from job to job, if we can document a consistent income. So if you're moving from salon to salon, but if we can see your job and you've had consistent income over the last couple of years and your income should be expected to be consistent this year, we should be able to use it. Now, if it's a lot of cash.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't know if a poodle groomer self-employed or something.
So one of the things is this. It depends on what you're putting on your taxes. So if they're including all the income on their taxes, then their adjusted gross income will be able to use that. If you have a similar job as the last job, you go from one auto company you're selling cars to the next auto company you're selling cars, and you've been doing it for years, then we'll look at your last couple years of average income, and you can average that stuff out. That shouldn't be an issue.
If it's W-2 income, it's not an issue.
Here's another thing. Even if you have to use bank statements, there are other programs that can get you into a home – until you, if you don't have a consistent income, if we're not able to use it because we can't see what's on their tax returns yet. But there are bank statement programs that we have here at TexasLending.com where we can use 2 years of average deposits into your bank account. And we can actually use 2 years of average deposits in your business account to, as your income, to say this is their consistent cash flow that they have to pay for a house. We have those programs here. It might not be a FHA. It might not be a conventional loan. It would be a non-QM, a non-qualified mortgage. It's not qualifying for Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or FHA, but it still qualifies for a mortgage. So there are options for you. Even if it's not falling into the FHA world, we have options for you. Call us at 972-387-4600 to TexasLending.com. Go to our website, TexasLending.com. And keep up the text at 877-881-1053. Tress.
All right. Good morning. Me and my girlfriend, we would like to buy a house next summer. We would like to get a $300,000 loan. So my question is, what credit score do I need to bring to the table with it and the debt-to-income ratio? And we both have been at our jobs for a while. Our combined income is around $150 a year.
So that sounds like you're going to qualify with that income as long as their debts are in line. The best credit score you can have to have the best rates is 740. Well, anything above 740. 740, 780, 810, these are all great scores. They're all going to qualify for the same rate. Once your scores start going below 740, your interest rates can go up. It's not going to go up so much on FHA. For example, if you're at a 710 FHA, you're going to get virtually the same rate as if you have a 740. But on conventional loans, as your in VA loans, especially as your credit score starts dropping, your rate's going to go up. You will start getting hit for FHA once you start getting below 660. A lot of cases, you'll start seeing some higher, not significantly higher, but you can see some higher rates on FHA.
I think you should call our office and get a loan approval, and then see the things that you need to work on it for in the year, especially when it comes. When it comes to what your credit scores could be in a year.
Some of the things to think about. If you have a lease that's up for another year, you need to wait. If you're waiting to save your down payment, conventional loans can be done for 3% down. FHA can be done for 3.5% down. Okay, so these come with different credit score. I mean, these come with different rates and APRs depending on all the different factors that you're going to have into this thing. So I'm just letting you know that in a year from now, home values might be 10% higher than they are now in DFW. So you might be able to gain some equity a year from now by buying now. I'm just saying that things now, the economy could collapse within a year. And then home values could be dropping. We don't know all these things. But I'm just saying that historically, other than the big collapse in 2008, 2009, or 2007 to 2009, other than that collapse over the last 60 or 70 years, home values typically are steady or rising in a lot of cases. So we don't know what the world brings. But I'm just saying these are some considerations in terms of they know what their situation is and why they're waiting a year.
Right.
But if you were thinking I need 20% down, you don't. That's at that point there. Make sure you get your text in 877-881-1053. Go online to TexasLending.com. Tress.
All right. Incentives like $6,000 towards closing costs. How do other lenders such as yourself compete with that?
That sounds like a builder. Builders will give incentives. But their mortgage companies will also have rates that are sometimes 0.5% higher than everybody else. That's how we compete. They're just using their rate on they're just using the rate on the mortgage to pay for the closing cost. We beat the builders 80-90% of the time. When someone says, "Here's what the builder's offering," we say, "We can do that too." They're just offering you a higher rate. You can otherwise just get a lower rate, and I have to pay. You know.
Right.
They're not. There's nothing for free.
Right.
All right. Hey, we have a $6,000 washer here. It's for you. No, that's not the way the world works.
Right.
You know, it's not like you walk into a steak place and say, "Hey, we're going to give you the steak free. All you got to do is pay for your French fries." Then the French fries are $75. You know,
it's like right.
Nothing's for, you have to have French fries with your steak. The steak is free, but the fries are $75. Hey, we have this home for you. It's $350,000. Hey, but here's $6,000 of free stuff. No, they're covering it out of the price of the home. They're
That's what they're doing.
They're just jacking up the price of the home. They're also jacking up their rate on the mortgage. So TexasLending.com has great opportunities. If you're working with a builder and want a great opportunity to get a better deal, and also a lot of realtors would rather work with companies like us because a lot of the builders' mortgage companies are slow. They don't get them done as fast as we do. Our average clear to close time is 21 days. That's our average time. We're getting loans done in 10 days. Some of them are going 28 days. If you know, we got to wait for your title, your appraisal, and things. If you have some hair on your credit, but we have hair raisers here, credit raisers. We can help you with your credit, so we can help you get better, take the hair off. So anyway, we can help you with your home loan.
We're barbers.
Yes, we're mortgage barbers. 972-387-4600. And we're just like those dog groomers working on that salon on your dog's hair, working on your credit here. Call us. Call us for your home loan, 972-387-4600. We're going to take a quick break now.
We are. Good job.
Trust didn't have to tell me. I didn't want to have to.
I'm so proud of you.
She always gives me the finger. She always like
pointing at the clock.
Well, it doesn't translate as well over the radio. She's giving me the mortgage finger, the time finger. So we're going to go take a break. We're going to come back and answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right, we have 7 minutes of glory coming your way. Mortgage glory.
Yes. We've gone from self-deprecation to glory.
Yes.
This is great.
It's the bipolar mortgage hour.
Right?
Questions.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Lightning round. Here we go. What's the downside of refinancing? We bought a house last year with an FHA, but would refinancing get rid of the PMI after 20% has been paid?
Well, if they have 20% equity in it now, they could refinance it into a conventional loan and get rid of PMI. If they have 10% equity, they can even go to a 15-year FHA, and the PMI would only be there for a short period of time. And it's actually less than on a 15-year FHA. If you got an FHA last year, probably at 5 to 6% on your rate, and you can probably get those rates in the threes right now. Yeah. So it might make sense to even look at depending on how big your loan is, to do a zero closing cost refinance. And then your refinances on FHA, especially on streamlines, there are no closing costs. And so you can take a look at that and just, if there's no closing cost, then your principal balance isn't going to go up. So if you can just drop the rate on hundreds of thousands of dollars on a mortgage, just drop the rate, that might be an option. So you can look at all options, 15-year, 30-year. If you have the equity in the house now, if you can put money down into it, have the equity, you can also get rid of the PMI as well.
Sweet.
There are also options to do a refinance and have lender paid MI, or you as a borrower can be charged a couple points up front, and that will buy out the MI, and then you'll just have one low rate without having the MI. Those are options. Even if you don't have 20% equity, you can always buy out the mortgage insurance on conventional loans up front. Call Bubba. He will do your refinance for you. 972-387-4600. Ask for Gary Alexander. They'll put you in his. Now, we have dozens of loan officers here, so make sure you call and ask for Gary, since he's putting his well-earned sleep time here on Saturday morning.
Right?
Yes, he's drooling on the pillow in between breaks here, so make sure you call him so he can answer your questions.
All right. Closed on a 30-year note in 2017 for a brand-new house with a loan officer here in Waco. How low are the rates on 30-year notes?
Yeah, so right now we're seeing 30-year mortgages in some cases as low as 3.5 on refinances. And then we're seeing, we need a loan amount on that, because that's simple.
I know. But, it's not a lot of info.
But if you're getting a 3.5 rate, you're probably having an APR of 3.67 or somewhere in there. If you're looking at a 15-year, we're seeing them as low as 2.875 with APRs of 3.25. Those are being quoted with 20% equity, you know, some closing costs, those things that are in there in your mortgage. They're some of the best rates in the state of Texas. You're probably even seeing people quoting you 0.5% higher than other places. We do a lot of them here. We can do them quickly. Another company you can trust. Call us for your refinance today, 972-387-4600. Dress.
570 credit score. Repairing credit, but hate renting and need a bigger place soon. If a mortgage is possible for my situation, what kind of rate would I see?
Yeah, so
kind of need more info.
Listen, you can get a non-QM loan with a 570 score. That's possible now, but you're going to probably need 10 to 20% down. If you can get it over 580, you might qualify for FHA. FHA can be done with 3.5% down with a credit score as low as 580. If you really want a good credit, really good interest rate, get it over 600. Get your score over 600 to get a better rate, and get it over 680 to get an even better deal. 40. Bubba.
Your rates are going to be in the fives with a 580 credit score on FHA.
Yeah.
So back where they were a year ago.
Yeah. But you can always... You can always refinance it when your credit score is better, or you can wait till you get your credit score improved. Now, if you hate renting, you might have to do it a little bit longer to get the deal you want. Having this 580 score, 570 score buying a home could cost you another $500 a month in your mortgage payment. If you can get that score up above 680 or 640 on FHA, you're going to save yourself several hundred bucks a month on your payment.
All right, here we go. I'm at 3.875%. I need about $40,000 cash out. My credit score is around 700. Plenty of equity. Can we do it and stay around the same rate or lower?
Maybe around a 15-year. They might be able to get a 15-year cash out in that ballpark. I mean, if you want to have to pay off a lot of debt, that might be an option. You may be able to pay a discount point by your rate to where it is now so you don't feel like you're increasing your mortgage rate. But if you're paying 20, 25% on credit cards, man, that's a lot of interest you're paying. Some of you can save several hundred dollars in interest every month just by getting that into a mortgage. That's a good deal. So, Bubba, you do a lot of cash outs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know the loan size there.
Right.
So that's going to have an impact on what kind of rate you can get. If your loan's at $400,000, you can get a great deal. If your loan's at $70,000, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, you have to remember cash out rates are not the same as rate and term and repurchase.
They have higher risk associated
with them. They have higher risks. They can't be foreclosed on the courthouse steps.
You have to
go to court.
Yep.
And that's why
they can't be refinanced in the first year.
The nice thing is if you had to take a higher rate and pay that credit card debt, you could come back in a year and do a rate
and do a regular rate and term refi.
So you might want to price the cost of this refi. You might want to price into the rate and only carry and then not have the cost. But you have to also remember equity is going up in your house maybe 10% a year. You're only using equity to pay your cost.
All right. We have time for one more.
Do it.
Real quick. If I'm building and the builder has a preferred lender that offers but needs to know how much money do we need to have in the bank and what will our payments be on that long? We have a 700 credit score, very low debt-to-income ratio.
You don't have to use the builder's preferred lender. They might be offering you incentives. TexasLending.com can beat those incentives 90% of the time. We talked about it a minute ago. But what kind of down payment do you need?
Yeah.
Typically 3% down. Did they say they have a 700 score?
Yep.
So 3% down might be possible for them. And then conventional or FHA loans go up to 390,000. So you can get an FHA option as well with 3.5% down. So
hard to say what your payments will be without knowing the loan amount.
Yeah, I got to know the loan amount. Got to know just how much they're going to put down. Mm-hmm. And you got to know, without the loan amount, you don't know what the taxes and insurance are going to be. And so there's a lot of things that come into play. We've run out of time, though.
But you made it through
We covered all the questions we could. Go to TexasLending.com, apply today. Call right after the show. We have loan officers here till afternoon. And make sure you go online and apply this week on TexasLending.com. Thanks for listening. For Tress and Bubba, this is Kevin Miller saying so long from the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.